It's what about angels? How do the angels fit into the quantum field? Any angel lovers here? Anybody who love angels? Oh my God, a lot of angel lovers here. And you know, one of the most interesting thing of quantum science is that quantum science poses a real big problem for scientists. Einstein was freaked out by the quantum science. He was talking about spooky things happen in quantum level. But you see, if you're a scientist and you believe, you know, because a real scientist only believes what he can measure and knows, right? So how do angels fit into this quantum thing? And there were all these conversations between Einstein and other people, and Einstein didn't want to have anything to do with spooky things, okay? Here you have one, a brilliant mind, a genius, who would just say, not my thing. Does it make sense? But one of the things that we discovered, thanks to the Oracle training and a lot of other stuff we're doing, is that in the quantum field, there are different dimensions. So we have different timelines as one thing. Each timeline, again, is different dimensions, which has different frequencies. So, and even each country has different frequencies. And that's why, if you look at the mythology of countries, that in China, they never heard of angels. They don't have angels like we know it, because they're tapping into different frequencies. So angels and other beings, light beings, whatever you want to call them, are specific frequencies. So some people are born with certain channels open. Does it make sense? So some kids see things that we cannot see. And as we grow up in life, some frequencies just close. But just imagine a radio, and you can tune into different channels. So you can tune specifically into angels, or you can tune into souls, you can tune into fairies, you can tune into dragons. You like in Ireland, they have what they call
leprechauns.
There are so many things that are there, but we, because of our three-dimensional focus with our five senses, when we're not tuned into those frequencies, we say it's fantasy. It doesn't exist, right? And then we close off that frequency. So angels are there, if you believe it or not. And I am very tuned into angels because I've been saved by angels, not once, not twice, many times. So for me, they are as real as you sitting there. There's no doubt in my mind. They've spoken to me. I've had messages so powerful. And I just want to give you one little story about that. That after a catastrophic firewalk, you know, that I did on my island, where people got burned, 3 degrees burned, in the hospital, all right? Front news page, on television, 24 hours for 3 days. I became the most famous doctor in Curacao just by doing a firewalk, right? And what we discovered, or what I discovered was, I brought a team from Holland to do the fire, and because they didn't know the island, they bought secondhand wood. And what we now know is secondhand wood often has been chemical treated. So my idea was that it's the chemicals that had the people burn. But what was interesting, that all the young people, we had people walking from 10 years up to 16 years, none of them had burned. That was one thing. All the people burned were older people. And I went back to give a press conference and tell them, you know, that we made a mistake and mea culpa, all those kind of things. And after that, I went to the beach where we did the firewalk, and I was meditating, just closing it off for myself emotionally. And I remembered my intention for the firewalk. You see, I was doing a lot of work at the time in Europe, especially in Holland, and I wanted to come back to the island where I was born to show off, to say, you know, I can do a firewalk. I wanted to, the intention was to, you know, awaken up people, and I had the intention to be in the newspaper. That was my intention. which I got, okay? 100%, okay? So I'm meditating about this, and then I hear a voice in my head, really a voice. And the voice said, "So, you believe that you know why this happened?" And I start explaining to this voice, yes, chemicals in the wood, you know, this, this, and that. And the voice says, "No, that's not the reason." I say, "What's the reason?" The voice said, "Wrong intention." I say, "Okay." But I say, "What about Tony Robbins?" "You are not Tony Robbins." Okay. All right. Then I ask the question, "Who am I talking to?" "The Archangel Michael." I say, "Yeah, everybody can say that." Right? I was a little obstinate. The moment I said that, a lightning struck in the ocean on a clear daylight. And then look what I said. I said, "Yes, okay, but that's no proof." Okay. And then the voice said, "I will deliver 3 signs to you tomorrow." Okay. So I went back home. I was living in Florida at the time. It was a Sunday. And on Monday morning, our household keeper, I don't know what the right name, she was before the nanny for my children, her name is Stella, she came into my office and she said, "Roy, there's something strange I have to tell you. I'm sure you think I'm going to go crazy, that I'm going crazy." And I know Stella. Stella is a very religious person. She's Catholic, she's very religious. And she said, "But I have to tell you, in my dream last night, the Archangel Michael appeared to me." And I got goosebumps, really, all over my body. I was shocked. And she said, "He asked me to give you 3 things." Can you imagine that? And so one was a hanger. The other one was a little cart with, you can see him with a trident with a snake. And the other one was a little prayer. Since then, I believe in angels. Okay? Do you understand? So for me, no doubt at all. And then since I've been working with Joy, we have channeled angels. We've spoken with angels. And actually, you are now, I would also say, an angel channeler. Would you like to say something about it?
An ambassador for angels, yeah. I have totally signed up for that mission because I was so upset to hear that Doreen Virtue had left the business, right, and is now actually denouncing everything that
Explain
she ever
Doreen
created.
Virtue for those who don't know.
You know, Doreen Virtue, she was a big angel woman for many, many decades, right, and now she's decided to go on a more radical Christian path, I would say. But when I heard that message, so many synchronicities started happening in my life that people started turning up who really don't know what I do, but just know me from like masterminds and, you know, when we work on business, and they were coming up to me and they were saying, "Joy, I don't know what you do, but I have this feeling you are stepping into something really big, and it's kind of angelic, if this makes any sense to you." And these are businesswomen, you know, really hardcore businesswomen. And anyway, I got so many signs that I decided, okay, I'll do this. Because not because I want to be the new angel woman and be put in a box, that'll never work for me. But I am very happy to guide that group of people who are interested in working with angels, who do believe that that angelic power is useful in our world and would like to learn to channel that themselves. Because you see, again, I don't think we actually need someone else to do this for us. The angels are always around us. They want to help, but each and every one of us has to make the decision, do I want that? And do I dare ask for help? Because angels can only help if we actually ask. There's a law of non-intervention in this universe, right? So yeah, that's what we've done. And we're actually about to, in the autumn, create or launch a new angel product where you have not only meditations that connect you to 12 different angels that I've channeled, but also you get a guidebook so you actually know what to do with these messages. We're getting a card deck that is more than just angel pictures, but it's actually a card deck that I call it an empowerment card deck, so that you can actually take the messages and you know what to do. Because how many of us have done card readings and then we say, I don't know, still don't know what to do. But what if you got a card that says, you've got a limiting belief, shift it. Wouldn't that be more useful? Anyway, so we've created that, and angels are part of quantum, if you want them to be. Mm-hmm. If you want quantum without angels, then just don't talk to them.
And there's so much more in quantum. It's infinite field of possibilities. So angels is absolutely a powerful way to add on, to create more good fortune in your life, but also to speed up healing and guidance and so much more. I think the most important thing for me for having angels around is that I always feel supported. You know, I never feel I have to do this by myself. And of course, I've smart, powerful women with me, but there are moments where you feel like you're by yourself, and then I just tune in and I can feel that presence. And that presence, I know immediately when angels are there, because it's a different frequency, for example, than masters. So angels have this, you will recognize this, a very nice, loving energy, an energy of service, an energy of unconditional love. And you can learn how to tune into that frequency. So we're very excited to go to that as well.